For a sampling of what some college students have to say about the war in Iraq, our colleague Melissa Block sat in on a class today at Georgetown University here in Washington.
The class at Georgetown's School of Foreign Service is called The United States, the Middle East, and the War on Terrorism. Professors Michael Hudson and Samer Shahada started the course after the attacks of September 11th. The focus now is on the war in Iraq.
Okay, everybody. I know that everybody's under a lot of stress these days, not just because of the real war, but also because of the simulated activities that you're doing in our...
The students are in the midst of a role-playing exercise, a simulated war game conducted over the internet with students in Australia.
I think we have the character of Saddam Hussein, right? Who's playing
Saddam Hussein, it turns out, is a young woman with a blonde ponytail, her bright pink toenails peeking out from black sandals.
We have to negotiate with every regime in the Arab world, and we had to deal with the fact that we used our chemical weapons, supposedly. We've had to fight against all the media sources, except the BBC has been really helpful, but...
But most of the class is devoted to the real war.
I think we've done remarkably well so far, not only in keeping our own casualties to a minimum, but it seems we've been making a really big effort to avoid civilian casualties and also to treat the local civilians well. That's one of the things that's made me the most happy, because when you look at the war on terrorism, the one thing that could really blow up in our face is an extremely negative presence over there.
Chetty.
I think the Bush administration always made it seem that this war would be too easy, that we would just, you know, waltz in and that everyone would be raising their hands and saying, oh, America, thank you, thank God that you're here, and that, you know, all Iraqis would be so happy that we had liberated them. But I think the last week has shown us that this isn't necessarily the case. Yeah, there are some Iraqis who are quite happy, but it's also clear that there's going to be some really intense resistance. There already has been, and there will continue to be more and more, I think, as the war goes on. There's going to be a lot of people in Baghdad who are going to pick up a rifle and come out and, you know, fight, you know?
Professor Michael Hudson moves the discussion on to media coverage of the war for hearts and minds.
This is expressed on the Arabic media in terms of whether this is a harb tahrir, the war of liberation, or whether it is an attida or an adwan against the Iraqi nation and indeed more largely against the Arab nation.
I think there is a real serious divide between how American media and international media are reporting this war and discussing this war. And a lot of the time the international media at press conferences will be the reporters for the international media will be there asking about civilian casualties and asking questions that have a more critical slant, whereas American media are more likely to ask, you know, is Saddam Hussein alive or dead?
Well, there's three images that I remember in particular last week. I remember the first picture that I saw when I woke up in the morning, I looked at the Post in the morning, there was a picture of an American putting up the American flag. And then the next image I saw was a woman holding her baby, and her face was, the baby's face was half burned, the baby was screaming. And then this morning, I saw a picture of, you know, soldiers giving out food to Iraqi children. And these images are what's sticking in my mind.
I think that when you see pictures and they influence you, I mean, what did people expect? This is war. There's the assumption that people are going to die, and it's going to be gross, and it's going to be innocents that are dead. And to change your view based on pictures, I mean, maybe there is some value in that. I mean, that is sentimental. It does affect you as a human being. Yet at the same time, I think from the get-go, you'd have to really, I don't know, divorce yourself from reality to think that war is going to be conducted in any other way.
After class, a few students stay on to talk more about how the war is playing out on campus.
I think the problem here on campus, certainly many people are ambivalent. I think part of the reason is people are so career-oriented that they're kind of worried and unwilling to speak out on controversial issues and really put themselves on the line. And this is troubling for me because students have always been at the forefront of the anti-war struggles, the civil rights struggles, the social justice movements. And students have to be at the forefront of the anti-war movement now.
This class that you're taking on the U.S., Middle East, and terrorism, has it changed your view on this conflict in Iraq, on terrorism and the role of the United States?
I've gotten a lot out of the class. And I think we're not going to be able to win the war on terrorism with tanks and bombs. You know, that's just what I like to make an analogy. That's just mopping up the floor. When you have a faucet that's leaking, you know, yes, there are times when you have to mop up the floor so you can continue the work, but if we just keep trying to solve this problem by eliminating individual terrorists or killing people, I really don't think killing people is going to solve this problem because the faucet's just going to keep running.
That was a sophomore who asked that we use just his first name, Joe. We also heard from Shadi Hamid and in class from Rachel Prager, Zoe Polk, and Liam Stack. Outside the Center for Contemporary Arab Studies, where we were meeting, is Georgetown University's Red Square. There's a peace camp there now. Students have been sleeping in a tent since 8:20 p.m. 1 week ago, when the deadline for Saddam Hussein ran out. The plaza is filled with chalkmark scrawls that reflect some of the discussion raging on campus. Peace is patriotic, says one. Help wage peace, fight Saddam, says another. And a third says simply, my best friend is a Marine. I miss him.
Our colleague, Melissa Block, checking in today on student views on the war at Georgetown University.